And with all the dramas around, we've already spoken about it more than enough. But unfortunately, that means the regular Relay for Life won't be happening this year. But Michelle Power from Port Lincoln Relay for Life joins us to tell us the alternatives that are happening. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
I am very well, thank you. What's happening with this virtual Relay for Life?
Well, what we're actually running is part of our fundraising. We're choosing to do an event called the Virtual Candlelight Ceremony, which we would normally hold at the event on the Saturday evening. And obviously, due to COVID restrictions, we won't be able to have the actual event this year. And one of our members, Amanda, came up with this as a great idea. Teams are busily out there selling the candle bags as a fundraiser, and the event happens this Saturday.
So it's happening this Saturday, I understand, from 6:30 p.m. Is that correct?
That's correct. So people purchase the candle bag. They get given a little tea light candle to go in it, which is obviously run on a battery. They decorate the candle bag, pop it in their front window or on their front veranda, take a photo and load it up to our website, our Facebook page, and we have a prize for the best display.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. And what other prizes are there? Is that the main prize or is there another focus with the relay this year?
Well, the main focus of the relay this year is just to make sure that we don't forget about relay. It is our turn to have the event this year, so we have it every 2 years. So 2020, we were due to hold another event. 17th of October was our date. As we approach it closer, we believe we probably, you know, won't be able to run the event as we have in the past 8 times that we've run it. So we've had teams put together, been fundraising, and we've hit our goal, smashed our goal in actual fact of $5,000, which is fantastic. We actually have 3 teams and 30 people out there busily fundraising. And the virtual candlelight ceremony was just one of the ideas that we had for fundraising to help boost it along.
Speaking with Michelle Power from Port Lincoln Relay for Life this morning, when you talk about the fundraising goal, obviously you say you've smashed the $5,000 target. Have you upped that target now to $10,000 or is it just whatever happens now is money for jam?
Yeah, whatever happens now I think is money for jam. We've got 32 days left before the 17th of October. We'd like to see another $500 to $1,000 in that kitty. Cancer Council set the target for us. I only spoke to our relationship officer yesterday. She's absolutely thrilled with the effort that's been put in. So a little challenge out there, I guess, is to try and hit another $1,000 if we can.
And to help out with that fundraising, where can people go to fundraise?
Predominantly, if they look at the Port Lincoln Relay for Life group Facebook page. There's information on there about what's happening. Each team is entitled to have whatever fundraising events they want. Some have had to be postponed or changed because of obviously the COVID restrictions. So just stay in touch with them. Or obviously our fundraising actual page, we have our own website page. So each team is listed there and you can go in and you just donate straight on the page without having to leave your computer. Which is sensational because that's how the most of the money's been raised this year.
And we'll make sure we get those links up on our 765 5CC Facebook page just as quickly as we can. Michelle Power from Port Lincoln Relay for Life, thanks for joining us this morning.
Thank you.